very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, and welcome back to The Run Through, your favorite figure skating podcast, where we talk about all the moments that make us kiss, make us cry, Shoma Uno, and...
Oof. Really made me cry.
Yeah.
Cry, literal tears.
Yeah. What did you guys do when you found out that Shoma Uno retired? You know what? How did you find out Shoma Uno retired?
Well...
Wait, that
why don't
reminds me...
Because I want to talk about how I found out.
I love this. There's an Instagram account called like Helicity Merriman. And often she'll be like, be honest, is this how you found out the queen died? And that's how I found out that the queen died from Helicity Merriman on Instagram. And I feel like this is one of those moments. Sarah, who did you find out from? How did you find out?
Well... Here's what happened. Mm-hmm. I have a group chat with some of the people who I work on figure skating with. And one of them texted our group and said, this is how I found out Shoma retired. And it was a tweet from Evan Bates Outlives. Evan Bates' career outlives. Evan Bates outlives. I don't know. Saying that Evan Bates' career has outlived Shoma Uno's. Who has announced his retirement. And I was like, so you found out this way and then you forced me to find out this way?
That's incredible. That's how I would
cruel
want to find out.
To do, to like pass on that sort of painful way to find out.
I would even say it's even crueler to find out through you that you had learned through this medium, because that's how I found out.
I thought that finding out from Sarah in this way was like,
official.
A soft launch. It felt like the nicest way I could have found out, because I feel, Sarah, that you and I have a very similar motherly feeling towards Shoma.
Yeah, right.
And so mom to mom.
Yeah, you'd rather know
like
from
a nice
me
way.
Than from
Evan
a
mother.
Bates outlives.
Mm-hmm.
From a mother,
because who
yes.
knows who's running that account? Probably not a mother.
Who knows?
Well, if it's a mother, it's Maddie Hubble's mother, probably.
Right. Because we know that she's on Twitter.
Yeah, and willing to say what other people are not willing to say.
Right.
Including her daughter.
Is useless. Worthless. Sorry.
Worthless. Not useless.
That's not useless.
Yeah, no, she knew that she was good for it, but like...
Plenty of uses.
Worthless. Penniless.
Worthless is so funny. Because you can be so useful, but you can be completely worthless.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel working in media. Anyway, how are you guys? It's been a few weeks.
It has.
It has.
But you know what? I have to say.
A fortnight, if you will.
Well, yes. Ooh. Sarah's and Hannah's clutching their pearls saying, what a mess.
Oh, my God.
Bad PR for Sarah's and Hannah's.
Yeah, that's true. This is a Taylor Swift specific joke for those of you who know.
It does feel like we might attract Taylor Swift adjacent people.
I feel like there's a heavy figure skating Taylor Swift crossover audience.
Well, both audiences, at least our podcast audience, I feel like is extremely online.
Yes.
And the Swifties are also extremely online. So there's got to be.
There's a good chance. There's a good chance.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but I would.
I also think the girls and the gays love Taylor, and the girls and the gays also love figure skating.
That's right.
So true.
Well, the girls and the gays have great taste.
Yes.
Honestly, our podcast should have been called The Girls and the Gay, but we went with the Run Through.
That's
a missed opportunity.
It could be
rebranding for season
two. Two girls, one Adam.
Two girls, one gay.
Two girls,
yeah,
one
two
gay.
Two girls, one gay.
Well, that could be the
I
name
love,
of this
Adam,
episode.
I love, Adam, that your name made it into the title
yeah,
of
why
our
do
podcast,
you get,
but ours didn't.
We just have to be girls?
Well, because it's like a noun. It's like cup. I was replacing the word cup with Adam.
Oh, no. That's a...
It's a proper noun.
I was about to say that's a pronoun, and then I was like, no,
my
it's
pronouns
not.
Are Adam Cup. Adam Driver. Now,
oh, speaking of Adam Driver and girls, I am rewatching Girls.
Oh, I couldn't do that. I really don't think I have it in me to watch Lena.
Did you watch it the first time?
Yeah.
You have it in you.
You might have it in you. You might be surprised.
I didn't find a single character charming.
No,
not
that's
a single
the point.
No, and they're still not.
Yes.
I would say they're still not, but I feel like I last watched it when it was actually airing, so a long time ago. And I feel like now I just get it more than I was getting it before.
What are you getting?
I just feel like I found
getting
it
sick, actually.
And very, I'm getting sick. Ill. I don't know. I feel like when I watched it the first time and I was in college or however old I was, I just couldn't fully appreciate this show about idiot people in their 20s because I was not living
an
that
idiot
kind of
person
life.
In your 20s.
Yeah. And now I've been that idiot person in my 20s.
In your 20s.
And now I'm an idiot person in
my your 20s.
30s.
Yes.
30.
In your 30s.
And I just feel I'm actually enjoying it a lot. And that's all I want to say.
Can I talk about something that, one, this is figure skating adjacent because I feel like one day we might hear her music on a competitive stage, especially if I have any hand in it. Second, now I remember the first time I ever became a big Lady Gaga fan, and it was watching the Paparazzi music video. And I went,
absolutely,
who is this girl? What's going on?
Who is that girl I see?
Yes, not a Gaga song, but thank you.
Right.
And so I remember watching this and going, this is my girl.
It's actually a Mulan song.
Right.
Oh, I'm well aware, but continue.
And so
it's actually a Christina Aguilera song, Pop Princess, We've Come Full Circle.
For Mulan.
Lady
yes.
Gaga, go on.
Yes.
A white woman singing.
For an Asian story.
Actually perfect for figure skating.
That's Gwen Stefani. Yeah, that's a perfect figure skating. Yes. Okay. So, you know, I remember this is like what? We're in the 2010s, 12s. And Gaga, her big message was, it's okay to be who you are. You were born this way. You are enough. And I feel like I'm seeing sort of a second coming of a Gaga in the artist Chapel Roan.
Ugh.
I was talking to my brother about her this weekend. What do you mean? Hottogo.
Hottogo.
I'm being oversaturated by it.
No.
It feels forced
me.
On
Dunk
us
me.
Right
Dunkin'
now.
Donuts.
But
I don't feel
no,
forced.
This
I'm
is how,
diving into it by choice.
This is how the older people must have felt about Gaga. Because I'm feeling it in reverse. I'm like, oh, this like little kind of like, you're trying to pull a Gaga is probably what everybody thought about Gaga if they were older, thinking that she was trying to pull a Madonna.
I was just about to say Madonna
and
for
so,
sure.
But this is where
I don't think
laugh.
She's trying to pull a Gaga. Like, I don't have any resentment.
Yeah, what is she doing
her?
That feels like Gaga?
No, she's trying to pull a hammy because I've been watching her perform and she's just running around nonstop in a heavy wig. And now, this is where I want to say.
Oh, you should watch a video. She's a good performer.
She's a good performer.
I just know she loves a heavy, glittery blue
eyelid.
And she's
got some good pipes. You should watch the tiny
desk.
Wait,
who else in the skating season loved a blue eyelid? We watched someone, and they had a blue lid.
It was
Livia Kaiser.
From Switzerland. Yeah, Livia Kaiser.
I'll never forget.
Bringing it back to figure skating. Continue.
Garage doors. She went in with two painted garage doors. And, okay. Now, Gaga's message was, it's okay to be gay, but the thing I can't knock is that I think Chapel Roan's message is, it's okay.
It's not okay to be gay.
What's worse than being gay? It's okay to be from the Midwest. And that is really her
message. I thought you were
going to
say her message is, it's not okay to not be gay.
It's also not. But that's given.
I feel like the fact that I'm straight does make me less than.
A threat.
I'm disappointed in myself.
No, I've been disappointed in you for
years.
What? Since we've met.
And I've sensed that and I never questioned it.
Yes.
I always was just like, absolutely, I'm showing up in this relationship as the straight one and that's horrifying.
It's unacceptable.
Yeah, that's sort of the worst person to be in a relationship. The straight
But now
one.
We know that.
Which is
I was
why
watching...
Adam gets his own billing on the title of this show. Two girls, one Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Two straights, one Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we're expendable, and Adam is
not. No,
Adam is
flexible.
Adam. A pronoun.
<It's>, Exactly.
Yeah, I don't want it to sound like I dislike her. I resent her being foisted onto me by Spotify every time it makes a mix for me, every time an album ends. Like, I'm just like, okay, I get it. Like, I will get there when I want to get there.
It does
let
sound
me
like...
organically, you know, listen to an artist. That's what's annoying to me.
Well, it sounds like the algorithm is listening to you and it's pushing you in a direction and you want to go, it's saying go north and you're saying, no, I want to go south.
The algorithm is like, what are you talking about? You're listening to Charlie XCX and Kim Petras.
Yeah, I feel like, Sarah, you don't have a leg to stand on.
No,
no, the algorithm is reading me really accurately and I resent that. I don't want to be put in the box that I put myself in.
Who's the gay Peloton
Cody Rigsby.
Yeah, he's like, you're listening to the same music that Cody Rigsby is listening to. So
and
obviously.
I love those classes.
Chappelle Roan, who my brother and
is
I.
Is it Chappelle
all
or is it,
like,
it's is it Chapel?
Yeah.
See, okay, so I was literally about to say my brother and I all weekend were like, is it Chapel or Chappelle? And I saw Dave Chappelle on my TV earlier this morning.
What
so
is your algorithm telling
Chappelle.
You?
I live with a straight man, so you can't hold that against me. Another tragedy.
Well, we are holding it against you. It sounds like the algorithm is too.
Yes. No,
fair.
It's.
I deserve
I
it.
I think it should be Chappelle, but it is Chapel. But that's not her real name. Because she. What
oh,
I like,
you
but,
don't say.
But the thing is, that. Listen, we live in a time where there are like Nara Smiths who are. She's naming her daughter Candy Apple Smith. Blue. Green
are you
tomatoes.
About?
You don't know Nara Smith?
No, I listening to this last 30 seconds of you talking, I was like, am I having a stroke?
Well, you are. No, Nara Smith, you don't know? Lucky?
Nar, I don't.
Her husband, Lucky? You don't know Lucky Blue?
Ooh, I know Lucky Blue. Yeah, they've talked about them
that
on
sounds
Who
like
Weekly.
A horse.
Oh, yes. They've talked about them on Who Weekly.
And their son, Slim Easy Smith?
You know, this is the woman who does the content on TikTok.
Are you being serious? Are you doing a bit?
I'm being dead serious.
This is the woman who does the content on TikTok that's like very weird homemaker stuff, right?
Yes. She's 20, fresh 20 years old. Has
Ashley,
three kids.
Have you ever seen those TikToks of the woman who's like, my son asked for a PB&J, so I made him one from scratch, and she like makes peanut butter from scratch, and she makes
Wait,
bread
she
from scratch.
Look very, very, very well off, and her
yes.
she's like definitely mixed race,
and
yes.
she's gorgeous.
This is
oh
her.
My god,
and
yeah,
she's like in
her.
Silk making ice
That's
cream.
That's Nara Smith.
Hate her content because I'm like, you're not making this.
Oh,
you are filming
everything.
And then the nanny comes in.
Well, also, it's like if he asked for PB&J, like how many days did he have to wait? I mean, the bread was had to rise, the dough. And like,
listen, I know how to make a fast baguette. I need 5 hours.
She's always in the kitchen wearing like a couture outfit
yes.
that mm-hmm. costs yes. thousands of dollars and just has an apron on over it.
Sometimes
yes,
not even.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes
no,
not even.
No, I stop. My world stops.
I scrutinize her videos because then she'll do the overhead shot where it's like her fingers making, like doing the dough and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I look at her manicure and her rings and I really sometimes I'm like, those aren't her hands.
So who's having a stroke now?
Nara
Still
Smith.
You.
Not me. Nara Smith. Nara. So
Why
her
are we
children.
Talking about her?
Well, because
well,
she's skating next season.
This is no longer a figure skating podcast.
She's competing next year. As you can tell, there's not
Welcome
much
to
going
your
on.
Favorite figure skating podcast where we talk
we
about
do...
anything we want anytime.
Anything goes.
Actually, wait.
Anything
so since
goes.
We're about 15 minutes in, should we now? Yeah. Now we've had kind of a soft launch into, you know.
Chaos.
Slim Easy Smith. And, and before we move on from Nara Smith, I would let her rename me. In a heartbeat, no questions asked.
Oh, what do you think your name would be? What do you think it would be?
Crystal Light? I don't know.
That's your drag name. That's it's got to be drag adjacent, it feels like.
Crystal, no. My did I ever tell you that if I was a girl, my mom was going to name me Callista?
What?
No, you heard me. Moving
Wait,
on.
But then, yeah. but you have sisters and she never named one of them Callista.
Well, she had like three
she's
boys.
Sobered up, straightened out. She went, said, Callista. This won't work. What was I thinking?
Yeah, I was going to be a Callista, but instead I'm Adam, which is why I demand it to be in the rename of the podcast. Two girls, one Adam, one Callista.
Rosie was going to be a Zoe for a little while, but then Tessa Virtue's dog is named Zoe with the umlauts. And I was like, oh, feels
no,
like
with the
Callista.
Umlauts?
Wait, is that why you nixed Zoe? You were like, I can't name my child the same as a dog that I know.
I can't name my child after a more famous person's dog.
Surely a famous person has a dog named Rosie. No? You don't think so?
Or like Rosalie. I don't know. I didn't do enough research. But
you did enough
a famous
into Zoe,
person
and then you were
my,
like, no more research on my next name.
I just like, I will have a conversation with Tessa at some point in our lives again, and I just don't want her to be like, oh my god, Zoe's such a cute name. I love my dog so much.
I love my dog, Zoe, with the umlauts so much.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't do the umlauts? Okay.
Interesting.
Trash.
Oh, with a Y?
Wait.
Ooh.
I almost called them Zoomlots. The Zoomlots, that is so funny to me. I hate that, but I love it at the same time.
So we'll see. It's still on the table, but just further towards the edge.
Okay, so should we go right into it? The Shoma Uno retirement announcement. This did take me a little bit by surprise. I think, you know, he just won the short program at Worlds. I get it, but it still felt like a shock to me.
You know who also seemed very shocked based on figure skating Twitter's screenshots of
Jackie Wong.
His reaction? Jackie, yes. No, Stefan.
Really?
Yes, I think he has like some kind of public profile on like a video platform, and you can leave comments on movies, and someone has discovered it. Mm-hmm. And he commented on a movie the day that Shoma retired and was just like, I really connect with this. It leaves me feeling shocked.
Wait, what?
Depressed. I like, I'm putting words in his mouth, but it was very along the lines of like, is Stefan okay?
Oh, but we weren't sure if that was real, right? Or if it was like somebody was like trolling him, like with a fake username. Because I saw that.
I didn't.
Okay. I don't know if it's, I never once in my
life saw it and it was like
fake.
I saw it and it was like something on Letterboxd that was, a movie review, like Ashley said. That was just like, somebody betrayed me in my life, blah, blah, blah. And it was under the name Stefan Lambiel. But I don't think anyone could tell if it was actually him or not.
But I've seen this exact same thing for other movies as well.
The exact same message about betrayal?
Being shocked?
No, he has commented on other movies before.
He has.
Like,
is
Amelie.
He like a, wait, is he is he like a Rotten Tomatoes editor, like on the side?
Letterboxd is the platform.
I don't know what that is.
It's like
Rotten Tomatoes.
Goodreads, but for movies.
Okay.
What is Goodreads?
It's like
it's like two umlauts over
just,
the
I
O on your
it to apps until you know instead of describing it.
Yeah.
This is what I was like at my first day of work today, you guys. Literally, they're like, it's like this. I'm like, okay, what is
Ashley
that?
Has a
like,
job
it's like
now,
this.
So yeah.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Thanks. I'm doing it. But that was me today. So I really connect with that, Adam.
Good.
Anyway, I feel betrayed and sad and shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to miss him. I guess part of me, it's just mid-quad retirements are always just, they feel weird.
Yes.
I think it feels especially weird after, like when you're doing really well. Like, he won the short program at Worlds. Like, that is...
Yeah, but then when you look at what the landscape is like, I just... If you don't have what you need to have in your spirit...
Yeah, yes. Right. I mean, that obviously must... Like, that has to be what it is that he... I mean, in your spirit or in your body. I mean, he might just feel tired. Like, it's hard.
I mean, it's just... No one's gonna beat Ilya if... if the landscape it's not even continues at, like
it's not
this.
Even Ilya. I mean, he can look around and he can see like how good Yuma is getting and only improving. True. And Adam is getting and only improving, and the tech that Ilya is doing. And I think that like he's done so much in his career that, you know, if he doesn't feel that fire of like, can I get better? Can I beat them? I mean, he must feel that like, you know what? It's time. What do I need another Olympic medal for? What is that going to do? Or another world title? And unless you have like that fire burning of like, I just love doing this, it can feel, I think that he's like, you know what? It's time. I don't need to do this for another 2 years. There's nothing more I'm going to get out of still competing to maybe not even be on the podium at the next Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I get it. I understand. I understand as someone who was not on the podium at the Olympics. I get that. And I'm like, yeah, show them I see you finally. No, it does.
You and I, the same.
It does make me want to bring up a time. This is a Shoma memory. And he was a young skater. I think maybe I've told this on the podcast before, but I'll tell it one more time.
The Oreos?
Yes. Where we did a show together and he was like young, up and coming, very good. And we did a show together and he was walking around backstage with the sleeve of Oreos and a full sugar Coca-Cola. And I said to him, like, how did it go? Because I assumed like
he was done.
Yeah, he must have been finished. These had to have been celebration Oreos. And he was like, ha, 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 I didn't go yet. And I went,
oh, you're winning.
Well, I went,
and this is when Adam retired
mentally. Because then I went and I said to myself, oh, this isn't gonna last long. Well, it lasted pretty long because that was about 20 years ago.
No, it wasn't.
It was a long time ago. It was maybe 2010. Which is...
So have that almost. Well, actually, no, we're in 2024.
Whoa. Yeah, it was 14 years ago. Literally probably to the day. It was probably at like the ice in 2010. And he was walking around with a sleeve of Oreos and I went, well, this isn't going to last. Here we are 14 years later. I'm on a microphone in a chair.
Did you know that Josh Ferris has a very intense dairy allergy? And when we were on tour, and he was on tour with us for Stars on Ice at some point for like a couple of stops. We were allowed to stock the tour bus with Oreos because they're not dairy.
I only know that because of this story. But yeah, there's no dairy in an Oreo.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, it's probably why Shoma was unaffected as well. No dairy.
One of many reasons.
Just sugar.
Right, which is why...
What are your favorite Shoma
memories.
Programs? Because, I mean, I don't want to say memories because I feel like the Oreo one probably stands out as a memory.
It does. And we would play video games together later.
Yeah, he is. He's such a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, loves a video game.
For me, I think...
I have two.
I think we might have this one of the same ones, Sarah, because mine is going to be like, I think it's like a Japan Open 2015 Nessun Dorma.
Well, it's annoying of you to do that because that's a deeply personal story for me that I was going to tell.
Then let me take another one. Actually, four continents in Anaheim. Four continents in Anaheim in 2019.
Yeah, what was he...
I think he went back to Nessun Dorma.
Oh, yeah. Wait, yeah, because he did Nessun Dorma for the Olympic season, right? I don't know if that would have been Nessun Dorma in Anaheim. Anyway, we can both share Nessun Dorma. What I was going to say is Shoma did his Japan Open, which was like the first time I feel like we were aware of him a lot on the senior scene.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 or 3 days after my first day of work working on figure skating.
Okay.
So it was one of the first programs. It was the first program I ever loved, period, because it happened that weekend. Wow. And it was one of the programs I used to learn what the different jumps were. I watched it over and over and over again.
What a crazy person to learn the jumps from.
Crazy person.
Well, that's how I'm so good at recognizing them now.
Ah, the flip is where you kick your leg over your head and you smash your foot.
If you can recognize the jumps when Shoma is doing them, you can recognize them when anyone does them.
That's so true.
That's so true.
I take it back.
Blade so. Flat on the ice.
And by the way, I didn't know better at the time. So I was like,
I still
these
don't
are
know
perfect.
Better.
This is a perfect program. No, I agree. That was one of his best ones, Adam.
I actually think that I said specifically Japan Open because you've talked about it so many times. And it's like now slipped into my own mind as my own memory.
Well, it was the first thing I did when I got the text about Evan Bates outliving his career. Is I went to watch that program on Thursday night. Was it
God,
Thursday night?
God, you're so sentimental. Mm. I love that for you.
Yeah, sue me.
I said, oh, that's sad. And then went about my day.
Well, you send a long text in all caps, so don't undersell your sentimentality.
Yeah.
I'm so sad. I'm going to really miss him.
Mm-hmm.
Ash is like, I'm not sentimental. I moved on with my day.
I'm a working woman.
I'm heartless.
My other favorite memory of Shoma, I think it was like 2020 Grand Prix France. Mm-hmm. Was it Grand Prix France? Whatever the fall was where he was coachless.
Oh, and fell
oh,
five
he
times.
Fell
oh,
like
what
five
a beautiful
times to Dancing on My Own.
Yes.
That
I remember
is one
that.
Of my favorite. I know it was a very sad moment for Shoma, but it was sort of this like beautiful, pure.
Because he
moment.
Never, like, he never let up on the performance, and it got sadder and sadder. But
yeah,
he still
and the
was,
music.
Yeah, it was so beautifully terrible.
Yes.
If I ever heard anyone ever talking about my skating in this way, I would curl up and die.
I don't think.
Die.
Well, get ready for the next episode.
Her performance was so bad that it was art.
No, but you're hearing
it, was
it
so
in the
musical.
Wrong way. You're
oh, I'm
like,
hearing it.
You're assigning negativity to it that isn't there.
Yeah, you're hearing it in the way where I'm calling someone inspiring, and you're going, no, that takes away from them.
But you would literally be like, it is beautiful and inspiring. No, I agree. That one was a good one.
Do you have a specific memory, Ashley?
Okay, so.
You're being put on the spot. Do you need help?
No.
You're
yes.
kind of critiquing
to the
all
listener,
of our choices.
That is
being
great
sentimental.
For me.
Period.
So, okay.
You're criticizing
wait, I have...
my sentimentality.
My name.
Yeah.
My
your
good
name.
Name.
Okay. So, what I would say to all of this, I'm not the kind of person. The listener cannot see this. Okay, the listener cannot see what's going on. But when Sarah was talking to Adam about her favorite performance and Adam was talking to Sarah, neither of them looked at me because they weren't talking to me because they knew that I didn't know.
You didn't say
what was
any-
going on.
Anything.
I'm sweating.
I don't have the memory for that. I have had too many concussions.
Is that it?
No. Okay. So honestly, one of my favorites, I would just list one of my favorite programs. His free skate last season, I think, was one of my favorite programs I ever saw him do. He never skated it to the way that I wish he would have. And I think maybe a fresher, just mentally, emotionally Shoma might have. But that was truly of his programs, I would say, one of the best. And then I also really loved his Four Seasons short program.
Oh yeah, I loved mm-hmm. that one too.
Yeah,
the Spiegel and Spiegel just, like, highlighted... the one from this past season, that like little section was
yeah,
really
that
beautiful.
Section
yeah
where it's just like three piano notes and he that's so hard to skate to, and it ended and I was sad that it was over.
Yeah,
I didn't feel that way when I found out his career was over, but when I saw, I'm just kidding. I'm devastated.
No,
that was a bad joke.
And I will
yeah,
say
and
this.
And you try to co-parent him with me. It's offensive.
I knew he existed before you did.
That's better than most parents.
Yeah. But okay. I will, you are a better mom to him than I ever was.
And he'll remember that.
Yeah.
He will.
I hope he does. Wow. Well, Shoma, so long.
Farewell.
Old friend.
I think I like
Auf
this little life.
Goodbye. Oh my God. It's TikTok. But now I'm emotional.
Yeah, and this is the part of the podcast where I go, yeah, no wonder it's been 3 weeks since we've recorded something. This is the only thing that's going on. I was about to talk about Chapel Roan again. I think I like this little life. This little life. And it's just a picture of like me trying to pitch like a new podcast name.
Two girls, one Adam.
Yes.
I originally suggested that this be called A White Sheet, and then,
well, you,
no,
that's a
wait.
No.
Tell no. The full story, Ashley.
Yeah, that's it's not what you suggested.
No, it's not humiliating. It's
well,
what
okay,
happened.
I was like, we could call it A White Sheet, or we could throw a white sheet up if I
no,
start back.
Neither
no,
of those things
no,
are true.
That's not true.
Again, I don't have good memory.
That's
tell me what happened.
Let's let the record show that this podcast was Ashley's idea. Mm-hmm. Was Ashley's
Thank
idea.
You.
She brought,
wants to talk about figure skating, knows nothing about
so
figure
it was
skating.
Her idea to do this podcast. And when we all got on the phone for the first time, we were like, Adam and I were like, so what are you thinking? Because she was she brought this idea.
I was
and
presenting.
She goes,
I was pitching.
So I'm thinking like we could just like hang a white sheet.
I'm so embarrassed already.
Like, you know, behind us.
Yes.
And then, you know, we would just
visuals.
Have like a white background. And we're like, boop.
But what will we What's- talk about? But what about the podcast?
And she really had not given that
any thought
whatsoever.
No.
But a white sheet in the background, which, by the way, we've never done. None of us have ever had a white sheet in the background.
I knew what I wanted it to look like. And I had
and
put some time and
like
energy
that.
Into that.
No.
Still. No, it doesn't. But whenever any of us upload our audio recordings,
it's to
the Google file is called
a white
sheet.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I do right. like that you've remembered this in a way where you pitched the idea of naming the podcast A White Sheet.
Yeah, which just never happened.
Don't trust any of my memories because they're all fake.
Oh,
I don't.
Gosh. That is very funny.
But I can tell you that John Goodman
was the was Fred Flintstone in the Flintstone movie.
Yeah, we never aired that episode, so no one is going to know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, we have. Well, oh, my God. Okay, so this is actually really
exciting. We
actually
have a really good episode in the bank whenever we get it.
No, because the sound got all messed up. That's
it's
what I
It's cashed
told
out
you.
Of the bank.
Oh, it's... Oh.
So this is really exciting, everyone. So we are to the point now where we've been recording this podcast for over a year, and we are to the point now where we do have lost episodes, which is very yeah. exciting for us.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's
and
sad
it was
for you.
A focal point of one of our lost episodes that Ashley immediately lightning quick remembered that John Goodman played Fred Flintstone in the live action movie version of the Flintstones, but could not remember sort of basic life details like any of
it's
Shoma's
right.
programs just now or
no, it's all right.
what she suggested
John Goodman
podcast.
His like IMDb is sort of a life it is a life lesson. And so I am glad that you were able to recall it immediately without a moment's notice.
Oh, that was a good episode. We'll have to do a redo of it because I think we got some really good mailbag questions out of it.
Yes. Oh, also keep sending the mailbag questions. I would kind of stray away from the ones that are about Chapel Roan or anything.
We've
else.
Really covered them at death.
Yeah.
We've kind of covered that. Yeah. I mean, you know, I can pick a mailbag question for us to do.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Yeah. Take us out of our misery. And
the listener.
You know what? I want to do this one because it makes me think of something I meant to say about Shoma's retirement. Okay, Somebody submitted this question. Why do you think some of the ice skating fandom is so toxic?
Okay. I'll say that
so dangerous.
I think that there's so many people in all fandoms, but I think that the people who are the most intense and the most like unforgiving of anything that goes against what they think is the right thing are also the loudest online. So mm-hmm. I think you'll find this in any fandom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a correlation between more online equals more toxic necessarily. I just, to your point, Adam, you just like, those people seem to be more vocal online.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think the toxicity seems to usually emanate, if there is any, from like picking a skater or team and acting like it's like a zero sum game of like mine or nobody, instead of just enjoying the sport at large and having ones that you like maybe more or less to your taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all or nothing with some of these people. And it's always somebody whose name is like not in their username. The avatar is of a cartoon or of some thing that's not real. And I'm like, if you're gonna...
And their like quote is like, you might not agree with all of my opinions, but I don't fucking care.
Yes. It's something
that's pinned to the top.
Yes. And it's so intense. And I'm like, if you wouldn't say this behind your government name, don't type it out on a computer.
Yeah. And that's how you avoid being toxic.
Yes. If Literally. You think, listen, I have to do this from my burn account or something. No, you should go to CVS and you should buy a 5-star notebook and a nice ballpoint pen, and you should put it in a journal.
Pen to paper. Pen to paper.
Pen to paper.
You should have to do some physical labor to get these hateful thoughts out.
Yes. And I just don't think that these... I think if you aren't willing to say it behind your own name, you shouldn't be saying it at all.
Yeah. And I was thinking about that this past week because I saw a lot of tweets that were celebratory that Shoma was retiring in a way that was not... Yeah. That in a way that was not...
Ashley's like, I wrote those. How did you know? It's from my burn account.
And Ashley wrote them.
And it's Schley
And I actually Klagner. Chose this mailbox, mailbox question to confront Ashley mm-hmm. live
it's
on the podcast.
Me.
No, I was kind of... I shouldn't be shocked by it, but I was a little bit shocked. I was just like... I don't understand. To what end? To what
I'm
end?
I'm confused. I would... So, obviously, these are, like, the Yuzu fans that are...
I think...
Or is that
I
not so
I think that
obvious?
They mostly were in this
but
case.
I don't,
but
I feel like Shoma and Yuzu were, first of all, not really... They're both incredibly talented athletes, but I would not necessarily put Shoma in the same stratosphere as, like, what... Yuzu achieved.
I think there
is that
might have
fair to say.
Yeah, well, I think there might have been some concern that, like, oh, Shoma could like basically win, you know, on paper, win as much as Yuzu did. I don't know the like exact numbers off the top of my head, as though that even fucking matters. Like, no. You guys, none of this matters.
No,
but like, why can't we like both?
I know.
And
it
like,
doesn't,
both were
and
really
I also
good.
Don't think like what happens on paper, that's what I mean by none of this matters. It's like, I don't think what happens on paper means what people think it means. Like, it doesn't change the legacy that somebody has.
And there can also be multiple legacies that are like worthy of praise. That's what I find really annoying, that you can't, I do think that I think you're right that this kind of toxicity does exist in a lot of different fandoms. I think niche fandoms in particular have a very specific level of, like, I don't know, ferociousness, because I think that people already are, like, so into this weird tiny little facet of the universe, and then it's, like, amplified. But I don't understand when... It's like you were saying, Sarah, the zero-sum game where you have to love one person and hate everybody else.
Right. That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
If that's what's going on, you don't love the sport. You love a person.
Right.
Which is
so
different.
So you're actually like, you're a bad not, fan. So you're actually, not a fan of figure skating.
I could even argue that there isn't toxicity among ice skating fans because people who are ice skating fans don't end up acting like this. If you're like a
but
fan
it's
of
just
the
like,
sport.
This is just what you find online. It's people, yeah. It's so many people who would never ever say any sort of something like this in person. And they just feel comfortable enough to just type it out and write it. And I think that like... I don't think that's right, but you have to be okay with it because that's just the name of the game when it comes to like the internet. And sometimes the loudest voices are not the voices of like everybody in these like fandoms and in these communities. They're
yeah,
just
I
the
totally
most
agree.
Annoying.
I've seen some discourse amongst at least like fanews who are frustrated because I think fanews do get a really bad rap for being a very intense fandom, and I have seen some people kind of frustrated with that because they just really love Yuzu and don't want to be associated with negativity. And to me, I think that's a fan of figure skating.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
But I also
yeah,
think
I'm
it's okay if you're
being a
just...
fan of a certain person makes you not a fan of the sport. I think right. being a fan of a certain person and for that hating everybody else
yes.
makes you not a good fan of the sport.
Because I totally believe
I'm a fan
that,
of certain
like...
people. I talk about it every week yeah. on this podcast. Like,
I totally believe that
so
there
Shoma
are...
Shoma is my son. He's my child.
Biologically.
Your biological child.
Yeah.
I think it, also there's probably a ton of fanus who have just become fans of Yuzuru and they'll leave skating and follow him to whatever he does. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't
yeah.
skating. It was him. And that's
yeah,
like
that's
awesome.
What I mean.
But like you, they, those types of people don't need to like talk badly about other people.
What do you feel like are other notable fandoms in figure skating?
The truce of a fandom comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have been on the receiving end of the truce of a fandom.
I'm on the
and
receiving
let me tell
end
you,
of all of these.
That's where
somebody's
I got a lot of
horse always telling me to
comments.
Kill myself or do
oh,
something.
Yeah. And guess what? We haven't yet. It's not working.
No. No. Somebody's always going to hurt me or something. Do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
No, this is okay. If you want to be the perfect fan... You know what? Celebrate, but don't be afraid to point out the craziness. That's being an amazing fan.
Name it.
Like,
well, you can. I just feel like it's you know the line. It's just right. like what you said. Like, if you want to say, "I hate that program," "I hate that costume," "I hate blah blah blah." Fine, okay. It's a matter of taste. You want to like. Dance on somebody's career grave, that's like a different thing.
It's so
that's
crazy.
Tasteless.
It's gross. Yes. Yeah. And for what reason? Like, what does anybody gain from you doing that?
That's horrible. I just don't see how you could say anything bad about Shoma. Like, truly, I don't.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like you're not saying something bad necessarily about him. It's just sort of like this gross, like, I don't know. I don't really get the angle. That's all I'm saying. I just
okay,
do
wait.
Not understand.
I agree. There was a lot of people being like, he's like a good riddance to that misogynistic person.
Shoma?
Yes. That I think Shoma that he may have
like
said
sits
something.
In a
I mean,
bedroom.
I'm not going to pretend I know everything that he's ever said, especially since most of the coverage of him would not be in my native language. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, I think... That's also an important thing to note is coverage of him is most likely being translated and things can be lost in translation.
Yeah, I mean, Alexander Julin gets lost in translation all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And yet his point is made so clearly.
And Alexander Julin thought I was lost in transition. So I do believe that
and
you know,
were.
And
you
I am.
Honestly, if anyone wants to bully anyone online,
bully
send
me.
Your hate that way.
Oh.
To Alexander Julin specifically.
Yes.
Specifically, if you need to get something off your chest, send it his way.
Listen, and at least you got to respect, that's his government God-given name.
That's
and
true.
He's saying
yeah,
all
he
of that
stands
behind
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you it's can
true.
Disagree
Is he allowed
with it.
To... travel with that government God-given name right now? I'm not entirely sure.
At the moment, no.
Yeah.
But time will tell.
And I'm going to stand behind my government given, God given, parent given name and say, this episode is over.
It is. And we've had a great time. And this is why the episodes are kind of coming a little more infrequently. We're waiting for things to happen. It's the off season. Ashley has a new job. And we love you very much. And HOTTOGO.
It's take time this to, one hot to hot go. To go. Like, listen, subscribe, do all the things. We never tell you to do that, but if you could, that'd be really helpful.
Yeah, and we love you. And we'll see you next time here at The Run Through.
The Run Through. Bye.
I think I like this little life.